In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR and KRCC News. Governor Jared Polis proposed several tax cuts and credits during the State of the State address Wednesday. One of the more controversial ones would exempt thousands of businesses from paying tax on equipment they own. The idea drew applause, especially from Republican lawmakers.
By eliminating the business personal property tax, it will save small businesses time and money and let them focus on what matters, their customers, their service, their products, competing in the marketplace.
Polis also says he wants to stop taxing Social Security benefits and give families a tax credit of up to $600 per child. The governor says he'll pay for these by eliminating some tax breaks for, quote, special interests, but gave no specifics. Two Colorado universities earned a top score in a national study examining diversity in teacher preparation programs. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Fort Lewis College and the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs received A's. That means their future teachers are more diverse than the teacher workforce and their local community. Research shows there are academic gains among Black students who have even just one Black teacher. The report also examined admission scores. It argues tougher admission standards yield higher quality teachers. Colorado got lots of B's and C's, but graduate programs earned F's. The study was conducted by the National Council on Teacher Quality, a Washington-based group. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This is CPR News.